Okay, we're rolling right along at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're back inside the Quicken Loans studios. And as we close out tonight's show, we're going to have some Big 12 conference coverage. It will continue on the Texas Longhorns because we know you guys are looking for some solutions and answers after that tough loss against BYU last weekend. And certainly, you start looking at the schedule for the Longhorns. It's not going to get any easier, of course. They head into Arlington. They face UCLA, a team that it's kind of interesting. I mean, they barely held on to win against a team last weekend that they shouldn't have had any problem with. I mean, they did beat Memphis 42-35, but they too have a number of issues to address, and they're having problems protecting their quarterback. So Texas limps into this game, and it will be very, very interesting to watch and see how this is all going to unfold and how it will all play out. Well, here to help us get some of these answers, and help is on the way, and that's because we have contacted Steve Habel, the beat writer with Horns Illustrated, who is probably going to provide some answers for all this and dissect it and break it all down. Good evening, Steve. It's nice to have you with us back at YSR.
Hey, thanks for having me back, Alyssa. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you. And I certainly took time to watch and listen to head coach Charlie Strong's his press conference after the loss against BYU. And I said it earlier, it was repetitive. He used the word embarrassed a lot and that this team was not ready to play. How can that be? I mean, the Longhorns are a team that always take tremendous pride in themselves. How can you not be ready to play against BYU?
Well, that's the question that Coach Strong's got to get settled pretty darn quick, Alyssa. I mean, he's I think he thought that he coached them up enough to get them ready to play, but when game time came around, the focus wasn't there. He realized that in pregame drills and brought them back in and basically told them that they were going to get beat if they played the way they warmed up. And, you know, they played pretty well for a half. They really got lucky on a couple of plays where they had a touchdown from Taysom Hill called back for a holding penalty. They had a great interception by Texas quarterback Quandre Diggs in the end zone that stopped another touchdown, or they would have been even down even further at the half instead of only 6-0. So, you know, there's a lot that Coach Strong is learning about his team with every practice and with every game. And I think it's pretty eye-opening what he's discovering about him.
It's interesting. You talk about what Coach Strong is learning about the 2014 version of the Texas Longhorns. Steve Habel, what are you learning? I mean, how big of a setback is this for Texas?
Well, it was an unexpected collapse in the second half by a defensive unit that everybody around Austin thought was going to be the strength of the team. They've got senior leaders there. They've got, if anybody's going to get drafted on this team, from this team, it'll be some of the guys from the defense. But what I've learned about the team is they've got a lot more holes than we even figured they had going into the season. Obviously, some of the suspensions that Coach Strong has put onto the team in order to enact his will and to make sure that he's understood has hurt Texas on offense, especially they lost both their starting tackles to suspension. They've lost their center to injury for the year, and they've lost their starting quarterback, David Ash. They're not saying that he's out for the year, but it doesn't look like he's going to be back anytime soon. So there are a lot more question marks about this team than there are answers for anybody right now.
A lot of unknowns, a lot of question marks. Any of these players, I mean, you total it up. You add it up, 14 players, whether it's that have been lost through injuries or the suspensions. Will any of those suspended players, could they potentially be reinstated? I mean, do you see Coach Strong wavering at all in regards to that?
Well, I think that Coach Strong has his time frame for these guys, and he's watching them every day. I think that there's potential that some will be reinstated. He's not telling us when that's going to be, if that's the case. He was asked actually in the press conference about this specifically this Monday, and the question was, is it worth it to bring some of these guys back and just swallow your pride, Coach, and get these back on the team to be able to win some games? And Coach Strong looked at the reporter dead in the face and said, what kind of message would that be sending if I did that at this point? No, this is my team. These kids are going to play the way that we expect them to, and with the with the boundaries that we've set, and they've sticking to it pretty well.
So what needs to happen, Steve, in order that this team can come together? I mean, immediately comes to my mind as I'm thinking about the senior leaders. I mean, they've got to help accelerate this process and help grow up these younger players. They've got to come together as a unit and play together and cohesive.
Well, you're exactly right, Alyssa. Coach Strong said that the exact same thing in his Monday press conference. He expects the senior leaders to step up even more now that, especially after the team's been kind of hit in the face with BYU's loss. You know, the road in the next 4 weeks is not an easy one, Alyssa. As we know, three of those of the Longhorns' next four games are with teams in the top 12 in the nation, and you know they're looking at a 2-4 or maybe even worse after six games potential right in the face right now, unless something comes together. You know, what really would be interesting is to see if the adversity this team has gone through in the past week spurs them to do something heroic against UCLA. I just don't know if that's going to happen. UCLA is definitely a stronger team than BYU, and Brett Hundley, their quarterback, is a better dual-option quarterback than even Taysom Hill is, who just tore Texas up last week. So it's a matter of the Longhorns showing a little pride. I know it's going to be hard to take the knocks, but hopefully in the end it'll all work out.
Okay, the beat writer with Horns Illustrated, Steve Habel, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. As always, we like to extend the invitation. We want to hear from you. Join us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. And Steve, many times we've highlighted on the show when you've been on just the strength of the core for Texas has been defensively. How in the world did they give up, 28 points in the third quarter? I mean, we know Texas's defensive line. I mean, it's full of talent. And I'm going to anticipate going into that game on Saturday, they will play like they've just been smacked right in the mouth.
Well, I mean, I think that everybody was shocked that the defense gave up 28 points in the third quarter, none more so than Coach Strong. He literally stood on the sideline and shook his head, and as they were coming off, he was just asking them, what's going on? What are y'all doing? You know, missing tackles, just not being in the right position. Same stuff that happened against BYU last year. Now, let's give Taysom Hill and the BYU team a lot of credit.
Right, right.
Hill is a darn good player. I mean, this kid is 235 pounds and can run like the wind and is fearless. And, you know, he scored the touchdown that really broke Texas back was early in the third quarter when he broke off on a scramble for 30 yards. And at the five-yard line literally hurdled a Texas defender just in the air and landed on his feet in the end zone. Pretty amazing stuff for anybody to do. Especially in that situation, but you know, you could see Texas deflate after that, and they had some turnovers. They had bad field position that affected them, and you know, to be quite honest with you, they didn't play like they're supposed to play. And Coach Strong will be the first to tell you that.
Well, Texas desperately needs a bounce back performance on Saturday. Game three of the season. Your evaluation of Tyrone Swoops, because I thought it was interesting when I did listen to that press conference from Coach Strong. He was very positive about how he carried himself, how he handled himself, and how he executed last weekend.
Well, Swoops had a good game for what they gave him to do. I mean, he was literally a week into being a starter at the University of Texas. They gave him a limited playbook. They'll tell you that straight off the top. You know, he threw great on some timing patterns that basically had three-step drops, and he could just get the ball out fast. Texas didn't run the ball well, but Swoops was able to do a couple things with his feet. He didn't have a lot of total yardage at the end of the game. And they're not going to run him a lot until they have an established backup for him, because if he gets hurt, we're down to Gerard Hurd, who's a true freshman, a very talented true freshman, but not ready to play on this level yet, we don't think. I think Swoops will be given a little bit more this week. He has to be. Texas has to score more than 7 points in a game to beat anybody. And, you know, it's just a matter of if he can grasp what they're giving him quickly. You know, he seems like a good kid, seems like he's a smart kid. He's got some confidence about him, but, you know, it's a big step from playing it.
Real quick, you know, we talked about this on the show last week. Brian Jones was on. Does Coach Strong, does he get a bye this year?
Wow, you know, that's a great question. It's hard to even think about that at University of Texas, anybody getting a year to just get smashed every week and say, well, look what I have. I mean, this is not – it's Coach Strong's team, but it's not Coach Strong's team, if you understand what I mean. Most of these players he didn't recruit. You know, he's doing what he can with what he has, and he'll tell you, he'll be the first to tell you that he thinks he can win with this bunch. If he gets a free pass this year, wow, I don't know. If Texas goes 3-9, you know, it'd be a lot of head scratching in the off season.
Well, Saturday night at the AT&T Stadium, kickoff set for 8:00 Eastern time, right there in Arlington against UCLA. Thank you so much for Steve for dropping by. You stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon. Okay. That, of course, was Steve Habel, the beat writer with Horns Illustrated. As always, we like to thank all of our guests in our lineup. Jason Peter with our weekly Under the Helmet segment. Brian Estridge, the radio voice with the TCU Horn Frogs. Neil Sagabill, the author of Draw in the Dunes. Jenna Hayes McEachern and Bill Rosinski with ESPN. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, encouraging you not to drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports, the Big E Sports Show.